Melissa Cole is the head librarian at Cattle's South Lansing branch. She joins us here on Cattlecast now to talk about some of Cattle's free resources for raising readers and also about the upcoming baby fair at the Lansing Center. Hi, Melissa.
Hi.
Cattle has numerous resources for parents and children to help raise readers. Tell us about some of those things, including backpacks and bean stack and all that good stuff.
Well, we have backpacks, which are themed, and they contain a toy, a book, sometimes a music CD. They have examples of finger plays and songs and counting activities. They're really nice. People can check them out and take them home, and it's like a story time in a bag that they can have for their kids, or if it's just they want to do them as individual activities, they can. It's a really fantastic resource. I think we have over 50 of them.
Yeah, a growing number of them, right?
Yeah, they keep adding, so I keep losing track.
They're really popular.
They're super popular. At South Lansing right now, we don't have any on the shelf, and that's usually how it is.
That's great.
We also have Beanstack for summer reading program right now, but you can actually use it all year round. You can keep track of reading. It has curated book lists, and you can write reviews on it. It's a fantastic resource for kids. We also have Tumble Books. It's picture books that are read to, or you can read along with them. There's games and puzzles. There's a small collection of books in other languages like French and Spanish, and you can also create playlists on there. We also, a resource that we have that I'm a huge fan of, is our Story Times. And
yes,
in our Story Times, we promote early literacy, and we have lots of fantastic story times, not just at South Lansing, across the system.
All the branches, right.
Yeah.
Now, there's a portion of the Cattle website with expert advice and reader recommendations, especially for young children. It's cattle.org/raising readers. What can people find on that site?
On that site, they can find links to BookFlix, Tumble Books, and Beanstack. There's also links to the Early Literacy Calendar, which was put together the School Readiness Committee, and it's a fantastic resource. It's one of my favorite resources. It's a calendar that has different activities on each day, and each month is themed, that you can do with your child to promote early literacy. And one of the super fantastic things about it is that there's no dates on it, so you can fill in the date, so it can be used any year.
Oh, for any month.
Yeah,
that's perfect.
You can start at any time. Yeah, and we also have our story time schedule on there as well.
And, you know, we keep hearing how birth to five is such a critical age.
Yes,
to get kids started reading and liking and feeling books and all of that at a very young age is so important.
Yes, a lot of people don't know that you can start from birth reading to your child. You may think that they don't understand, which, you know, more than likely they don't understand, but they get other things from being read to as a baby. You can create a strong bond with your child. It offers cuddling time. They can focus on faces and bright colors and contrasting patterns and things like that. It also, you know, introduces concepts like colors and shapes and the alphabet, a million things. I could go on.
Tell us a little bit about the Raising Reader iPads that are available at some of the branches.
iPads are preloaded with apps that have been curated to promote early literacy practices like singing, mm-hmm. talking, reading, writing, and playing.
Okay. Kids can come in and just with their parents and just go right on those iPads?
And actually, they don't usually even need their parents. They know what they are. They go right up to them. They know what their favorite games are. And, you know, we do see parents and children interacting, which we love, and that's important during screen time. Kids are so tech savvy. They already know what they're doing.
Sometimes more than mom and dad do, right?
I know. And there's some pretty fun ones on there. I have to admit, I have played with the Hungry Little Caterpillar app quite a few times.
Now, Cattle will be at the Greater Lansing Baby Fair, which is coming up on Sunday, April 22nd from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Lansing Center. What are some of the things people can see if they attend this event?
Well, the Greater Lansing Baby Fair is an event that strives to be a comprehensive resource for all things baby and toddler. Activities for kids 0 to 6, workshops for parents and caregivers, shopping with local businesses, connecting with area resources, giveaways, indoor prizes, free swag bags for the first 250 families. And the swag bags are pretty nice. They're filled with lots of, you know, goodies and good stuff. And Cattle donated, you know, something nice in there too.
Yeah.
There's many attractions. They have the Daddy Den, which has programming for dads. And new this year is the Daddy Daughter Hair Factory, which is going to do basics of hair care and braiding. So it's going to teach fathers how to, you know, take care of their child's hair and do braids. There's the Healthy Habits, which includes ways to keep your family healthy. This year, they're going to have the Australian chef, Paul Penny. He'll do a cooking demonstration. And that's sponsored by Blue Cross Complete. And Cattle and WKAR are going to be at the Kids Corner. We'll be there to promote early literacy from birth. There's going to be 5 stations that show you how to promote early literacy at home. And they're actually going to be based on the 5 practices that we talked about earlier, along with information and resources from the library. Story times with Curious George and Lexi, the library cat. We'll also have our place-based kits and Raising Reader backpacks. And we're also sponsoring Wanda Deegan on the main stage, and she's pretty fantastic. If you haven't seen her, there's also going to be Psy Studio Music and McCartney Irish Dancers on the main stage. There's also Mid-Michigan Baby Wears, Rock and Rest, support from La Leche League of East Lansing. You can, at the Rock and Rest station, you can rest, change diaper, feed your baby. At Safety Central, there's going to be the Lansing Fire Department, the Lansing Police Department, and they're going to do car seat safety checks, and it's about how to keep your family safe. And Self-Care Space, they're going to have massage and estheticians to talk about how parents can do self-care.
Sure.
Because, you know, when you have a baby, you get so involved in the baby, you forget about yourself. We need care, too.
Absolutely. A great afternoon. Sunday, April 22nd, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Lansing Center. For more information, people can visit lansingbabyfair.com. And for the free library resources, just visit cattle.org/raisingreaders. Now, one last thing, Melissa, before we go, can you give us this month's cattle keyword?
Baby.
Baby. Yes. All right, there it is. So email that word, baby, along with your name and phone number to connect@cattle.org. That's connect@cadl.org. Melissa, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.